When it comes to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlidun Nabi, then history tells us that even a staunch kafir, disbeliever, like Abu Lahab, was the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salam in terms of lineage, in terms of relation, but he was a staunch enemy. When the Prophet alayhi salam was born, when Abu Lahab's brother, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anh, who passed away at that time, when a child was born in his household, what did Abu Lahab do? Abu Lahab, when he was given news by Thuwaybah, his slave girl, that the Prophet alayhi salam was born, he rejoiced at the birth of his nephew, but he rejoiced nevertheless. And he freed her by gesturing with his finger. Afterwards, a relative saw Abu Lahab in a dream and asked about his state because he was seen in a very difficult state. Abu Lahab said, I'm being punished. But every Monday, remember that time coincides with the birth of the Prophet ﷺ, I am given water through this finger of mine. And it's the same finger that he used to free Suwaybah, his slave girl. Now, here, the scholars of Islam have written beautifully. For example, Shaykh Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi alayhi says that he is given water relief through that finger of his, meaning he quenches his thirst somewhat through water that is given in that finger that he used to free his slave girl Thuwaybah. What was the occasion? The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's look at what Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi said. He says, anybody who celebrates Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is great evidence for him. Because if Abu Lahab, a staunch kafir, disbeliever, an enemy of the Prophet alayhi salam his entire life, someone regarding whom an entire surah of the Quran was revealed in condemnation, Surah Lahab, if he is benefited by rejoicing at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although his i'tiqad wasn't that it was a prophet of Allah, it was that it's my nephew, but he still wasn't deprived. Then imagine that believer who wholeheartedly spends his entire life rejoicing at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him in the dunya and the akhirah? So the ulama say this is a great dalil. And because of this, inshallah, we will always remain hopeful that when we celebrate Miladun Nabi, Allah Ta'ala will reward us immensely, inshallah.